This fall's election saw Republicans in the legislature gain additional seats in both the Senate and Assembly, but not enough to override the veto pen of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz sat down with Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux this week to talk about his vision for the legislative session.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says voters in Wisconsin sent a clear and perhaps divided message in the election this fall.
The message was sent that voters do trust us, but I think we also learned that Wisconsin maybe likes divided government as well by re-electing Tony Evers.
Lemieux says, ironically, Republicans helped Evers win by sending him two fiscally conservative budgets to sign during his first term in office.
Unfortunately for us, it worked for him, but we'll continue to do what we think is important for the state of Wisconsin.
Republicans and Evers saw each other as adversaries over the last 2 years, so there was little communication between the governor's office and the legislature. Lemieux hopes that is changing.
Obviously, there are some people in the state who voted for Republican legislators and a Democrat for governor. So we need to try work together, find some solutions while still making sure we're being responsible in our budgeting.
The budget will be the first big test of whether the two branches of government can come together. Thankfully, writing a budget when the state has a projected $6.6 billion surplus is a lot easier than when there's a deficit.
We have an unprecedented surplus.
Lemieux says Republicans will start with a giant tax cut.
When the state is collecting $6.6 billion more than they're spending, people are being overtaxed. We need to provide permanent tax relief in that situation.
Governor Evers says his priorities will include more money for public education and local government. Lemieux says Republicans aren't opposed to that, but he hopes to negotiate the dollar figures with the governor.
If the governor is willing to work with us and negotiate, you know, I think we can accomplish some of the things that he wants to accomplish while still doing important tax relief, investing in education, expanding school choice.
The next compromise between Senate Republicans and the governor is over appointments. Over the last 4 years, Republicans have refused to hold final votes on multiple cabinet-level appointments and Evers appointees to governing bodies like the DNR Board and the UW Board of Regents. Lemieux says Evers' picks were too partisan.
I think we've seen some of the appointments lately from the governor seem to be more politically charged.
The biggest controversy was over Fred Preen, who refused to step down from his seat on the DNR board at the end of his term after Republicans privately urged him to stay on to deny Evers' nominees a majority. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where they ruled there was no process to remove him other than for the Senate to confirm a successor.
Do you expect Fred Preen to stay on the DNR board?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, so I'm not sure.
Lemieux says it's up to Evers to appoint someone the Senate will accept.
So, you know, if we're going to confirm some of these appointments, they need to be people who are qualified and serious in these positions and not just political operatives doing the will of, you know, environmental extremists.
The legislative session starts January 3rd. Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.
Senator from the third.